Hey everyone, Jackson Reed here, your friendly neighborhood motivation guide. Ever feel like life's a constant race against the clock, with expectations piled higher than Mount Everest? We're bombarded with messages about being perfect, doing more, achieving faster. It's enough to make anyone feel exhausted and inadequate. But guess what? There's a secret weapon that can help us navigate this crazy journey: self-compassion and self-love. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here we go with the fluffy stuff, hear me out. This isn't about becoming egotistical or wallowing in pity. It's about treating ourselves with the same kindness, understanding, and support we'd offer a good friend going through a tough time. Because let's face it, we're all human. We stumble, we make mistakes, we have off days. It's part of the beautiful messiness of life. So, how do we cultivate this superpower? Well, buckle up because I've got 5 key takeaways that can transform your relationship with yourself. 1. Practice mindful self-talk. Ever catch yourself beating yourself up with negative chatter? I should have done better. I'm not good enough. Like, why did I say that? That inner critic needs a serious timeout. Replace those harsh thoughts with gentle, encouraging affirmations. Think of it like this. You wouldn't speak to your best friend that way, right? Treat yourself with the same respect and compassion. 2. Acknowledge your emotions. Feelings are valid, even the uncomfortable ones. Don't try to suppress or ignore them, embrace them. Acknowledging your emotions allows you to process them healthily and move forward. You know that feeling when you're trying to hold back tears, but it just builds up inside. It's like a pressure cooker waiting to explode. Instead, let yourself feel the emotion fully, without judgment. 3. Celebrate your wins, no matter how small they seem. We often focus on our shortcomings and forget to acknowledge our accomplishment. Did you finally finish that project you've been putting off? Nailed that presentation? Enjoy a delicious meal? Celebrate those victories, big or small. It's not about being boastful, it's about recognizing your strengths and progress. 4. Practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. Self-care is about intentionally doing things that nourish your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. It could be taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, listening to your favorite music, spending time with loved ones, or simply taking a few minutes to relax and breathe. 5. Forgive yourself. We all make mistakes. It's part of being human. Holding on to past regrets and beating yourself up only creates more negativity. Learn from your mistakes, forgive yourself, and move on. Remember, you're worthy of love and acceptance, even with imperfections. Think about a time when you were super hard on yourself, maybe for making a mistake, not meeting an expectation, or simply feeling inadequate. You know that sinking feeling in your stomach? That's the self-criticism talking. Now imagine offering yourself a warm hug, a reassuring word, and a reminder that you're doing your best. That's the power of self-compassion. It's like giving yourself permission to be human, flaws and all. Let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. She's an incredibly talented artist, but struggled with imposter syndrome, constantly doubting her abilities and comparing herself to others. One day, she was invited to participate in a prestigious art exhibition, which terrified her. She almost backed out because of her self-doubt. But then, she took a step back and practiced self-compassion. She acknowledged her fears but reminded herself that she deserved to be there, that her talent was valid, and that even if things didn't go perfectly, it wouldn't define her worth. Guess what? Sarah not only participated in the exhibition, but also received rave reviews. Her story is a powerful reminder that when we treat ourselves with kindness and belief, we can overcome our fears and achieve amazing things. Remember, self-compassion isn't about being selfish or lazy, it's about cultivating a healthy relationship with yourself. It's about recognizing your worth, embracing your imperfections, and treating yourself with the same love and understanding you would offer to someone you care about deeply. Ready to put this into action? This week, challenge yourself to practice 3 acts of self-compassion every day. Maybe it's saying a kind word to yourself in the mirror, acknowledging your feelings without judgment, or taking a break when you need it. Start small, be consistent, and watch how these little acts can make a huge difference in your overall well-being. Until next time, remember you're awesome just as you are. Keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.